आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम वीसी प्रमोद। द हेडलाइंस। बीजेपी पार्लियामेंट्री पार्टी पासेस रेजोल्यूशन कॉलिंग अपॉन मैन्युफैक्चरर्स एंड ट्रेडर्स टू पास ऑन जीएसटी रेट कट टू कंज्यूमर्स। Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address valedictory session of BJP MP's workshop in New Delhi today. At least 48 districts of Uttar Pradesh reel under severe flood. Rescue and relief operations are in full swing. Bihar government launches Mukhya Mantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana to provide employment opportunities to women. India beat Korea 4-1 to lift Asia Cup hockey title, also qualify for next year's FIH World Cup. And Carlos Alcaraz beats Yannick Sinner to win his second US Open men's singles title, reclaims number one ranking in men's tennis. The BJP parliamentary party has unanimously adopted a resolution on next-gen GST reforms during the party's MP's workshop in New Delhi. The resolution presented by Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal congratulated Prime Minister for this bold and citizen-friendly move and expressed gratitude to the people. The resolution called upon manufacturers and traders to pass on GST rate cut to consumers. The resolution highlights that the new reforms in the GST promote production, encourage consumption, and yet significantly add to the coffers of the nation. Prime Minister Modi will address the valedictory session of BJP MP's training program today. The two-day workshop started at the Bal Yogi Auditorium in Parliament Complex yesterday. Senior BJP leaders and members of Parliament are exchanging their valuable perspectives on diverse issues at the workshop. In a social media post, Prime Minister said that the platforms like Sansad Karyashala are important because they are great forums to learn from each other and deliberate on how we can serve people even better. During the workshop, BJP MPs will also be given basic training in voting procedures for the vice presidential election, scheduled to take place tomorrow. Talking to the media after the first day of the workshop, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said Prime Minister was present in all the training sessions. Mr. Rijiju said that MPs from NDA parties will also join the workshop today.
We have a Karyashala, BJP MPs training program going on. It's a very systematic, and as always, BJP's culture is extremely professional. Our MPs have whole day from this morning, 8 o'clock, attended the training session, and we are always like that. And Honorable Prime Minister was throughout, from the morning till night, Honorable Prime Minister was attending all the training sessions. Our colleagues, the MPs from other NDA parties, will also join us. And Honorable Prime Minister will also make the concluding remarks in the valedictory event for the Karyashala.
Mr. Modi took a seat in the last row during the workshop yesterday, demonstrating his humility as an ordinary BJP MP. On this Independence Day at the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Modi announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized at the GST Council on the 3rd of September, proved rates rationalization with a focus on the common man. The Council has simplified the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5% and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. These reforms have reduced tax rates in many sectors, easing the life of citizens. Today, we look at the reforms undertaken for renewable energy. Our correspondent reports the GST reforms have been carried out with a focus on the common man and will come into effect from the 22nd of this month.
In a big reform for the energy sector, GST on renewable energy devices from solar cookers and photovoltaic cells to windmill equipment, biogas plants and waste-to-energy systems has been cut from 12% to 5%. This is expected to reduce project costs, encourage adoption of clean energy and make green technologies more affordable for households and industries. On the other hand, GST on coal and lignite has been raised sharply from 5% to 18%, encouraging the use of green energy over fossil fossil fuel. Electric vehicles will continue to be under the lowest 5% tax slab, giving further push to clean mobility. The simplified tax system will ease compliance, cut litigation, and accelerate India's transition to clean energy. Industry leaders have welcomed the move, calling it a balanced approach between promoting sustainable alternatives and rationalizing fossil fuel usage. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav has hailed next-generation GST reforms and termed them as GST reforms for a green India. He added that GST reforms will help in advancing clean and green power adoption, improving waste management, lowering emissions, and protecting ecosystems while maintaining fiscal balance. The steady adoption of solar, wind, and waste-to-energy projects is critical for meeting India's net-zero pledge and nationally determined contributions under the Paris Agreement. With Ishani Yadav's report, Akshit Vaidyan for Akashvani News, Delhi.
Bihar government has launched a new financial assistance scheme, Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, to support budding women entrepreneurs at the micro level. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar launched the scheme yesterday. More from our correspondent.
The objective of the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana is to empower women by promoting self-employment and entrepreneurship. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar expressed hope that with the government's support, women will become economically independent. As an initiative for women's empowerment, the scheme will encourage self-employment and small business ventures, thereby boosting family incomes and reducing out migration. Under the scheme, initial assistance of 10,000 rupees will be provided through direct benefit transfer to eligible beneficiaries to start a business or livelihood activity. If the business shows progress, additional financial support of up to 2 lakh rupees will be given after 6 months based on assessment and performance. The scheme will be implemented with the help of the Bihar Rural Livelihood Promotion Society, popularly known as Jivika, under the Department of Rural Development. Members of the self-help groups or Jivika Didis will be major beneficiaries of this scheme. With Dharmendra Kumar Rai from Patna, Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle @AIRNewsAlerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Punjab tomorrow to review the flood situation. Punjab BJP President Sunil Jakhar said, as the Prime Minister is deeply concerned about the flood situation, he is visiting the state to take stock of the deluge. More from our correspondent.
The border state Punjab, which is still passing through the unprecedented deluge, will take time to come to the terms. The prediction of the weather department of no heavy rain in the coming days, coupled with sunshine, is being seen as a ray of hope by the affected. The recent tally of human lives lost has increased to 48. More than 387,000 people have been directly displaced from 2,050 villages across the state. Over 22,000 have been evacuated by the expert rescue teams of Indian Army, Air Force, NDRF, BSF, along with volunteers. Besides them, hundreds of NCC cadets and My Bharat Aapda Mitras of the Union Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports are also supporting the locals. All education institutions in the state are opening for students from tomorrow, depending upon the current situation in a particular district. Rajesh Bali, Akashvani News, Jalandhar.
In Uttar Pradesh, at least 48 districts are reeling under the severe flood. Rescue and relief operations are going on in full swing in these areas. More from our correspondent.
Major rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Sharda and Ramganga are in spate and submerged more than 41,000 hectare land. Agra, Mathura, Aligarh, Farukhabad, Shahjahanpur and Prayagraj districts are most affected from the flood. More than 11,000 people have taken shelter in the rescue and relief camps set up by administration across the state. Solan Yamuna flooded several areas of old city in Mathura. Some temples in Vrindavan are closed due to flood. Parikrama Marg is also submerged in water and devotees have been restricted to visit the area. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Rajasthan and Gujarat today. IMD predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand from 2 to 3 days. The weather agency said that light to moderate rainfall is also likely over Jammu, Himachal Pradesh, Punjab, Madhya Maharashtra during the next 3 to 4 days. According to the IMD, Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Karnataka, Jharkhand, Kerala and Mahi and Telangana can experience thunderstorms accompanied with lightning and gusty winds till tomorrow. Meanwhile, light to moderate rainfall is also expected in Delhi NCR today. And now news from the world of sports.
In the Men's Asia Cup Hockey Championship, India won their fourth title by a convincing 4-1 win over South Korea in an exciting final at Rajgir in Bihar. With this win, India have ended the 8-year-long wait to regain supremacy in the continent. India have also qualified for the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup 2026. Talking to media after the match, Indian captain Harmanpreet Singh said,
"Target tha, aim tha. Kafi samay se is cheez ke liye hum practice kar rahe the. So finally, aaj jo cheez achieve ki hai, mera aur meri puri team ka next target hai World Cup. As a team defense, humne kafi achhi ki hai aur jo scoring dekh rahe hain, bahut achhi rahi."
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated the team for their splendid win. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that this win is even more special because they have defeated the defending champions, South Korea. The Prime Minister said that this is a proud moment for Indian hockey and Indian sports. He also prayed for the country's player to continue to scale even greater heights and bring more glory to the nation. Moving on to tennis, Carlos Alcaraz won his second US Open men's single title by defeating Jannik Sinner and reclaiming the number one ranking in men's tennis.
Your 2025 US Open men's singles champion, Carlos Alcaraz.
The 22-year-old Spaniard now owns 6 Grand Slam trophies, becoming the first player since 1978 to win multiple majors on all 3 surfaces before turning 23. And in chess, India's Divya Deshmukh scored her first win in the open category of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 in Uzbekistan, defeating Egyptian Grandmaster Basim Amin in the 4th round. Playing with the black pieces, Divya, who recently claimed the FIDE World Cup title, outplayed her higher-rated opponent in a Sicilian defense. With Nandini's report, this is Sayukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
Sky watchers across the world witnessed a stunning event last night, a total lunar eclipse, also known as Chandragrahan. This lunar eclipse, which is the second one for this year, also produced a blood moon. The Earth's shadow started covering the lunar disk at 9:57 p.m. By 11:01 p.m, the Earth's shadow completely covered the moon, turning it coppery red, putting up a rare display of blood moon. The total lunar eclipse peaked around 11:48 p.m. and ended at around 12:22 a.m. In our bilingual live phone-in program Public Speak at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on clearing misconceptions on eye donation with Dr. Namrata Sharma, Professor Dr. R.P. Center, AIIMS, and Chairman, National Eye Bank, and Dr. Rajesh Sinha, Officer in Charge of the National Eye Bank and General Secretary of the Eye Bank Association of India. During the program, listeners will have an opportunity to ask our experts questions related to various aspects of eye donation, rules and regulations for eye donation, and how to be a part of this life-saving cause. To participate, simply dial telephone number 011-2371-7117 and 011-2331-4444, 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. Alternatively, you can also send your queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890-94044 or post your queries on X with the hashtag AskAIR. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Pramod. Most papers on the front page, the story of PM Modi visiting Punjab tomorrow. The Tribune headlines, Modi to visit Punjab tomorrow will survey flood-ravaged areas. The Asian Age headlines, Modi to visit flooded Punjab, HP tomorrow. India-EU eye headway as FTA talks advance today is the headline in the Hindustan Times. The Indian Express headlines, European Union negotiators coming to Delhi this week to step up FTA talks. A story in the front page of the Hindu states that GST reforms will boost consumption. The paper quotes Sitaraman as saying that the economy will exceed the projected 6.3 to 6.8 pace of GDP growth. And finally, the Statesman has a story of 18-year-old Mehreen Dhillon etching her name into the record books as the youngest lady to drive across 13 high-altitude passes in the Himachal Pradesh and Ladakh circuit. And with that, it's back to you, Pramod.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. BJP Parliamentary Party passes resolution calling upon manufacturers and traders to pass on GST rate cut to consumers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to address valedictory session of BJP MP's workshop in New Delhi today. At least 48 districts of Uttar Pradesh reel under severe flood, rescue and relief operations in full swing. Bihar government launches Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana to provide employment opportunities to women. India beat Korea 4-1 to lift Asia Cup hockey title, also qualify for next year's FIH World Cup. and Carlos Alcaraz beat Jannik Sinner to win his second US Open men's singles title, reclaims number one ranking in men's tennis. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.